following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
What can make the holidays even happier? How about the jingle jangle of a new set of keys from Honda? For a limited time during Happy Honda Days, well-qualified buyers can get the gift of 0.9% APR on select new Accord and Civic models. Come in today or go to shophonda.com to build and price your ultimate holiday gift. Now, during Happy Honda Days.
See dealer for financing details.
Can you
feel it? Second chip. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Ndamukong. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. Ndamukong's second touchdown of the year.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Tucker's punt is blocked. It's blocked by the Huskers as it was Eric Martin who fired in there and touched that football.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
Turn. They hand it off again to Roy. Hit it off the left side. He's got a block. 30. Roy to the 40-yard line. Roy stumbling to the 50. Cutting back. 45. 40. Weaving his way. 30. 25. 20. 15. Hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a 62 yards by Roy Helu.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, and there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Back in the pocket, steps up, beginning rush, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, and lose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
He gets the snap. Holding, steps up, has some time, throws it downfield, has Niles Paul there. He makes a catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He is in. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
Six seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma.
Oh, man, Trotch escapes. And on the first down.
McCoy gets the ball tipped up in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Pulled down by Eric Hague. Intercepted by the Huskers. It was deflected by DeJohn Gold.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40. It is. Mike Brown. 15-10. Mike Stutz.
Sets
throws out a flat pass, caught, first down, Kenny, inside the 40, fights his way inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, Brandon Kenny fights his way for a Husker first down.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it, senior Jake West to put it down, Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down, the kick is up, the kick is
get
on
there.
Its way, the kick is good! School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Back to throw. He rolls the pocket to the right. Bean rushed. Gets in as he throws. Has McNeil open. He's got a touchdown, Nebraska. Mike McNeil grabs it, and Nebraska with three touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Now leads his thing 19-12. Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mukamara, 20, 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10, 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners. McCoy back in the pocket. Holding. Now being rushed. Sue gets him and throws him down. That is his third sack of the game for Ndamukong Suh, the best player in college football.
It's a great group of kids. And I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
From the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, Texas, it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show on this Football Friday. We're glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, as we get ready for tomorrow night's big matchup between Oklahoma and Nebraska. And over the next 2 hours, we've got a lot of guests to talk to, got a lot of information to go with. In fact, a lot of weird things have happened with this football game on and off the field, and I guess basically, you know, not even on the field, I guess off the field, the game being taken off the board yesterday in Las Vegas, might in some places. It was off the board on Bodog. It had changed at the Mirage, I think you said, Tony. Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. He's the owner. Mike will join us, and also the manager of the pool. Daddy, though, this morning, how was the hot tub?
The hot tub was lovely, about 109 degrees.
I thought it said don't get in at 104.
Well, it said not to get in if you're pregnant, and people are looking at me like maybe as obese count as that, too.
Coming up on the show today, Mike Perenio, as we said, Brian Munson from Big Red Report, Scout.com, and he's brought some friends, Joey Helmer of OU Insider, Aaron Hardigan, national scout for Scout.com, who has Nebraska ties. She's an Omaha Scout girl. She'll join us as well. The color man for the Oklahoma Radio Network, Merv Johnson, is going to join us. And then, of course, the always energetic James Hale, scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour at around 11:30. James is going to join us, plus our Friday Pigskin Pick'em, a last chance in the regular season to beat Daddy and me, win that combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, just for being on the show today. And then, if you do knock us off, you will be a finalist. We have four finalists. You would be the fifth for that laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase, which will be given away after the bowl season. Whoever is left of these four or possibly five folks will send out the bowl sheets. They'll send them back. That way everybody doesn't know who everybody else picked. Just like last year, the winner is going to take home that laptop computer. So that's coming up today. But to our Big 12 Championship game reports from Dallas, not possible without the fine folks at Big O Tire. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one that Big O stands behind. Stop by Big O Tires in Kearney or one of their two stores in Grand Island, and they'll set you up with the best deals in town, guaranteed. It's the holiday season, and if for whatever reason you're running a little short on cash, these are the guys to see. Stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. Glad to have you along on the program. And, Daddy, so many things going on. Basketball got going last night. Wrestling got going on the high school season. The rankings are out. Some great games last night. Also, a controversial end to the Kansas-UCLA matchup. The Big 12 actually did pretty good against the Pac-10 in the Hardwood series. Also, LeBron returns and Miami dominates Cleveland last night. And LeBron had a good night. And good news for you. Grand Valley State's volleyball season is over.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. And you know what? I think, though, Doug, the main story of the day, and we're not like First Take. Riz, we want you to know that, and you Cub fans out there, we're going to get into this earlier than most people would, the passing of Ron Santo this morning. A sad day for Cubs fans all over the nation.
Ron Santo, the number one, I even think probably Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, 1 and 1A as far as Cub fans and, of course, ex-players. But Ron Santo passing away. He had been battling so many things, diabetes, of course, and he passed away this morning at the age of 70. And he's a definite homer, but that's what Cub fans like. He felt the pain. He felt the pain. He had bladder cancer, diabetes, and the 9-time All-Star, played 15 years, and what a great Cub fan he was.
Well, he was, Tim Kirchin saying, the greatest Cub of all time, not playing-wise, but the most popular Cub of all time, and I think that says something for all the great ones that have played for that organization. You know what, Hall of Fame, I hope you're happy. Now you can let the guy into the Hall of Fame. I hope you're a sports writer out there that didn't vote him in. Now apparently it'll be all right to get him into the Hall of Fame. And you know, shame on you for not letting him see that in his lifetime. That, to me, is a travesty.
Well, he was a big fan of not just the Cubs, but Major League Baseball. Played 15 years, as we told you. Ended his career in 74 with the White Sox, and then has been part of the radio team since 1990. Played for the Cubs from 60 to 73, and a great third baseman, Ron Santo, is passing it today.
I just think, you know, some of these sports players, they're going to be so, he should have been in the Hall of Fame. You know what? Then why don't you have him in the Hall of Fame? That'll be the story line you're going to see over the next week about Ron Santo, and certainly deserving for what he's dedicated his whole life to Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's too bad that he'd ever get to see and make his own speech going into the Hall, but he certainly will be in the Hall.
Santo, one of just 7 players to have his jersey retired by the Cubs. 7. And if we had a little more time, this would be a fun game to play. Who are the 7 Chicago Cubs to have their jerseys retired?
You mentioned one.
Well, we're not going to tell them. No, here are the 7 to have their...
Ryan Sandberg, one of them?
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg. Ernie Banks, obviously, as you said, mentioned one. Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, Ryan Sandberg, Greg Maddux, and Jackie Robinson, along with Ron Santo, who passed today at the age of 70. We've got so much to get to on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are going to get into Nebraska-Oklahoma football with Brian Munson of Big Red Report and Scout.com. He's going to join us live here from Arlington, just across from the Cowboys Stadium, where tomorrow night's Big 12 championship game will take place. We'll talk with Brian and a whole lot more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big 12 championship game in Arlington, brought to you by Big O Tires.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation reminds you to squeeze a little holiday shopping in between your hockey, hoops, and football watching. A little shopping now will lead to a lot of bull watching later.
I think the audience would agree with me there.
Reminder from Santa at ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with highs around 50. South winds will also stay gusty at times, around 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 22. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
So live your life. Hey.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by our friends at Big O Tire. You may not know, but Big O has some great package deals for those of you looking to dress up your truck or SUV. They add 20, 22, or 24-inch tires and wheels. They have some sharp-looking ultra-chrome wheels and smooth-riding tires to add a little bling to your ride, and I know you are bling-a-rific.
Well, yeah, but my tires, I stick to the basic tires, but they're always from Big O.
Well, if there's going to be some something that runs you over, we want it to be something with a little bling on it, Daddy. Stop by the Big O Tires today to see their great options and prices. Tony, a lot of people are starting to arrive this morning. Of course, the flights out of Omaha direct, they can pop out about 6 o'clock, about 8 o'clock, about 10 o'clock. They keep them going, and the folks are arriving here. Saw a few Husker fans last night, saw some Oklahoma fans last night. A lot of folks driving yesterday, either all the way getting in early this morning or coming part of the way, getting into Wichita or Oklahoma City, and probably should stay in Oklahoma City, and then finishing off the drive. And some folks just getting out of there today, but it sounds like the thoroughfare is going to be lined with cars through Kansas and then picking up the rest of the Oklahoma fans and bringing them on down to Arlington.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting couple days in Dallas and in the Arlington area. We're pleased to be joined by somebody that lives in this Dallas area. He's east of Dallas, which is about an hour and a half, I think, with traffic, maybe. Brian Munson from the Big Red Report. The Metroplex, when you moved to Dallas, do you shake your head every day? When we landed the other night, as flights as far as you can see to the east, as far as you can see to the south, as far as you can see to the west, I mean, it's just spread out all over, Brian.
Every day I sit there and shake my head because we moved out to an area where it was kind of more, looked more like Kearney, Nebraska than it did Dallas, right? And since then, they've come through and they've widened all the two-lane road to four-lane road. And
well, that's just, like Kearney.
Exactly, but it's everything is just getting bigger. It's still pushing out every which way it can. There's a lot of area for it to push out, but yeah, living out in Rockwall, it's been a great changeover for us coming in from Kearney, but also it's beginning to grow a little bit as well.
Of course, we've had Brian on the show from time to time. He also makes a regular appearance with the boys in Omaha on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. We sent him a picture of Chick-fil-A yesterday. That's all I'm going to say.
Still a show.
they're big fans, right?
Yeah. Well, they are big fans of Chick-fil-A.
Of course, Brian is big on recruiting. Before we get into the game, I want to start there because sometimes folks are always interested, and the only name we can hear at our Husker lunch every week, Bubba Starling, comes up. But aside from Bubba, where can a game like this impact a kid making a decision? Have you seen that before? And do you think that maybe the outcome or the way this game is played tomorrow night could flat out make a decision for a kid?
Well, I think it can. I think that a lot of kids out there are looking for kind of a drive home reason about why to choose Nebraska. I think also when you start taking a look at the commitment list right now, and Tevin Mitchell, who's from Mansfield, that's just down the road over this way, how he kind of softened up on his verbal in the last week or so.
Actually taking it to Arkansas?
Yeah, and that was the last word. I tried to reach him last night because it sounds like he might have firmed back up to Nebraska, but I wasn't able to confirm. But with a guy like that that you could potentially impact in the area about not going to Arkansas to take that official visit and get him back onto the commitment list as a solid verbal, he's a key part of the class. Now, I think they can go back and reach out. Now, they're still looking for about 4, 5, 6 kids in this class here to finish things out. And I think that this is one of those reasons why you go ahead and you finish up strong with the Big 12 Championship, and then you get into the houses and the living rooms of these kids next week when it's possible for you to get back in there, and these coaches have a chance to clear their schedule, the season's over with except for the bowl game. Let's go in there and start closing the deal with a couple of these guys.
And that's the case too, Tony. The coaches probably will not all be flying back to Lincoln together after this football game. Eckler will be going someplace. Papuchas will be going someplace. Bo will probably have to be going someplace to maybe try and close the deal before, because the kids will get a few days off for finals week.
Well, and I remember last year too, like a couple of the coaches at the Big 12 Championship stuck around this area because you had like Donovan Vestal and Ciante Evans that were from this area last year. So like Tim Beck, who recruited those guys, he didn't even get on a flight to come back home. It's like Sunday night, stays over here, you know, goes out there and sees those kids at the school, gets in their living room that night. It's a great way to go ahead and kick off the next week. So I think definitely they'll be around here in the area.
Brian, we've had some time to digest the move to the Big Ten, and everybody, oh my gosh, what's that going to do to Texas recruiting? Nobody from Texas is ever going to come to Nebraska again. Maybe not as big of an impact in your mind as people might have thought initially.
I don't think it's going to be a big impact at all. I think there will be some guys that say, you know what, you're not going to play any teams down here that's going to make it easy for my family to go out there and travel out there and see me play. I think the Big Ten Network bridges some of that gap. But at the same time, there are teams that are down here that recruit this area, like Stanford in Oregon, in Florida, in USC. People know they have to have success in their program. They have to come into Texas and get talent. I mean, especially the top programs nationally. Nebraska before in the Big 8 didn't have any ties to the state when it came to an opponent that was from inside the state of Texas. So they had to come down here, though, and you still remember guys coming from Texas. They had big recruiting classes. There were a lot of guys that came from Texas every single year. And I think Nebraska still will have that ability to come into the state of Texas because they have pipelines, they have connections, they have relationships with these coaches down here. And I think that they'll be able to go ahead and still keep those relationships intact regardless of them playing in a conference that doesn't have any teams that are really going to fall into the state of Texas.
Brian Munson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Red Report. I'm looking at the front page here. A couple of different things. Right now, Nebraska's class is ranked 13th. And then the lead story this morning is about 2012 already and a prospective wide receiver coming in. Tariq Allen committed for next year. But that is one of the stories or one of the negative things maybe about what Nebraska is doing offensively right now is that wide receivers, why would they want to come to Nebraska? Why would they want to make a long trip, come from the East Coast, come from Texas, not come from the Midwest? Because really all they're doing is blocking and they don't get the ball thrown to them as much as even if they go to a mediocre school that at least puts the ball out there. What are they doing to sell these wide receivers?
Well, I think that they can still sell need. I think they can still go out there and tell them, you know, like, look, we see you as being something different than what we have right now, and this is the part that we're going to recruit you to play. And I think also the hard work aspect of being able to say, look, you know what, we just need to find a couple more guys to complement a guy like Brandon Kinney. I think you also could put together a nice little highlight film of what Niles Paul has been able to do when he was on his game catching the football and doing things out with punt returns to where you could sell a guy, you know, with those kind of highlight films. But I think when you start talking about like a Tariq Allen or even going back to like a Quincy Enunwa last year, you're talking about longer athletic guys, and Nebraska is really trying to sell to those guys to say, hey, look, you're the kind of guy we want to build this thing around. We want to open this thing up to where we know that Taylor Martinez can wing it and can throw it around a little bit. He had 5 touchdown passes against Oklahoma State.
Who didn't?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But at the same time, I think Nebraska wants to show the ability at least to throw the football to complement that run, and I think that that's where they can sell it still.
Brian, dealing with the Nebraska team this year, it's been actually bizarre is the word that comes to mind with Taylor Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the things you hear, will he even be a part of this team next year?
I think he will be. I think what you get to the core of Taylor Martinez is you find a competitor. I think that competitiveness will be a driving influence in him not deciding to stay in Nebraska, first of all, because he's already lost his redshirt, guys. If he at this point right now, if he looks at his eligibility, he's a 3-for-3 guy. If he decides to leave and go to another Division I school, now you're talking about a 2-for-3. You got 2 years of eligibility. You got to go sit out next year. And I think that to him, is going to be a huge negative when it comes to evaluating his situation. He can stay in Nebraska. Get right back into the Heisman Trophy picture next year if he's to remain healthy. He's going to be one of the top guys that they're going to come back and say because, I mean, here he was bursting on the scene after Kansas State, after Oklahoma State as being a guy that could possibly win the Heisman. If he takes that back into consideration about the possibilities and sticking around and not losing that year of eligibility, he's a 3-year starter at Nebraska. I mean, after this year, I mean, it's let's get right down to it. It's not that he doesn't need complimentary guys like Starling, like Turner, and that injuries don't happen. But I think that he's a guy that Nebraska should go ahead and say, hey, look, I think he's coming back.
Well, he's the next T. Frazier if this all comes together. I mean, I don't think they've had a kid that with the future that at the quarterback position like that since Tommy Frazier. And we go to the Dead Popper inbox, and I guess I'll read a couple of them to you, Brian, and let you kind of go from there. Brian Bunsen joining us here as we are live in Arlington at the Big 12 Championship on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, we got your emails as I've been hearing, you know, rumors about Taylor Martinez, and then Irish Ken goes, I hear rumblings that Mr. Martinez may leave the team when the season is over. I'm tired of his prima donna routine. I hope Cody starts against Oklahoma and plays well. If anyone had a right to be disgruntled, it would be Zach Lee. He's conducted himself well, as has Cody. If Taylor does not get his crap together and decide the team comes first, he'll be a cancer on the team and be more trouble than he's worth. So, Mr. Martinez, if you don't want to play for Nebraska, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Ooh.
Irish Ken. Again, this is always my favorite. One of the things I bring up because it just seems to slap Husker fan in the face. One day it's all great. And then the next day, oh, my God, those skies, the world is over. Taylor Martinez is God. Get out of here, Taylor Martinez. You're in Texas. You've been hearing about Taylor. You've been hearing about Dan Beebe. You've been hearing about conspiracy. But it's probably different down here than what it is actually in the backyard of Lincoln. Your thoughts kind of on what's all happened here in the last month.
You know, I think the general pulse of the Nebraska fans is that they feel slighted. They feel slighted going all the way back to the Big 12 championship game, how it ended last year against Texas, and I think that they view it as a carryover from then to basically not allow Nebraska to be in that national championship picture by giving them, you know, some officiating crews, I guess we could go ahead and say, that made it more challenging for Nebraska to get out of some games with some wins. I think you could go ahead and throw Texas into that mix, although I don't think Nebraska was loose enough to play them and beat them in Lincoln. I think, though, that they barely escaped Ames in Iowa State. Then you go down to Texas A&M, and it seemed like Nebraska wasn't going to get out of that one alive. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but I think Nebraska fans have a reason to be a little bit upset and then again excited about leaving the conference and going on to the Big Ten next year. I think that a lot of people don't really respect what Nebraska is going to leave behind. I don't think a lot of people really think that Nebraska has a legacy they're really leaving here, and that to me is completely frustrating when you start talking about one of the top 10 winningest teams in the last 15 years, two national championships games, and one national championship win. I don't know what they're thinking about, especially when you start hearing that those questions coming from Missouri and Kansas State fans. Give me a break.
That is so true. And remember, Missouri fan out there, the Big Ten didn't want you. Yeah, that's the deal. We want to go to the Big Ten. They didn't want you.
That's right.
So to say what you want, it is amazing when you hear from the Kansas States and the Ken. I feel bad about Kansas. Because I think it was a basketball program, and they just got the football deal. Turner, I think, will turn it around. But, man, Geno had some success there, proved you could do it there.
Yep.
I think that the things were going the right direction. You know, to leave them on an island, I think, is a shame. But Kansas State, Missouri, I don't have much.
I don't think we've seen the end of this, guys. I think you could pretty much put the rest of the Big 12 conference on an egg timer. I don't see this thing lasting more than a couple, 3 years. When you start talking about unequal revenue sharing, you know, the Big 12 allows Texas to go out and start their own network. It's going to be a conference of the haves and the have-nots. And at some point, you're going to really find a lot of disdain for those have-nots having for towards the haves. Kind of like what Nebraska had when it came to the Sun Belt teams and not really fitting in. It's going to happen, guys. It's going to be financial. It's going to be like TCU going to the Big East. I see Kansas maybe have an opportunity to go to the Big East to play basketball. That's going to be a huge deal for them.
Brian Munson, last thought before we let you go. Tomorrow night, what do you think is going to happen in that football game again? It always comes up, it depends who plays, so
right.
Let's start from there, but your thoughts on what you know.
I think if Taylor Martinez plays, and I think that he will, I think he actually, I see him probably being the starter tomorrow night, because I think he gives him the best opportunity to win. I think if Nebraska is able to go out there, not turn the football over, execute to some extent, I see it being a defensive game. A lot of people have talked about a lot of points being scored tomorrow night. I don't see it. I see a final score being like 24-14, 21-17, somewhere in that area, kind of reminiscent of last year with Texas. You know, not a lot of points being scored, 40-some-odd points. I think Nebraska has to win on the battle on the offensive line against Oklahoma's defensive line. And also they have to get pressure on Landry Jones. I'm taking Nebraska to win. My head is telling me to do this. My heart says, you know, be cautious with this whole approach. But I think Nebraska wins somewhere in the area about 21-24-14, and it could be 7 or 8 field goals Nebraska scores tomorrow night.
You know, Alexander, what a weapon to have. Can Cody Green, in your mind, if they take the leash off him just a little bit more, can he throw the ball down the field? We saw him dink and dunk,
right.
But we haven't saw a third and 12, a pass down the seam of 24. You know, we haven't saw the completion down the field. That's what everybody doubts. In your mind, can he throw that pass?
I think he can throw the pass when you take the pressure off of the situation a little bit. I think if the scoreboard at least is in our favor and we're not playing this game of catch-up against Oklahoma, I think that you better your chances to do that. I don't like Cody Green throwing to the outside edges of the field. I don't like him outside the hash marks. Throwing down the field, the seams, the go routes and stuff like that, I get that. I think that he can do that. I think throwing to the outside edges of the field, to me, with Cody Green, scares me the most. I see him airmailing a lot of those. And I think more or less, if he just comes in there and if he's loose, I think that he can go out there and play the quarterback position. But when the team is uptight, I don't think they play very well.
Well, we'll see how it all breaks down. Brian, thanks so much for coming down. We'll talk to a couple of your cohorts here in a little bit, and we'll chat with you at the ball game tomorrow.
It's great that you guys came down here. It's really a pleasure having a chance to meet you guys face-to-face.
Keep us out of trouble, would you?
I'll try.
Brian Munson from Big Red Report, part of Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Big O Tires. When we come back, we swing over to the Oklahoma side of things. James Hale will join us right after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the Next Round, served up by Jim Beam, featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
It's that time of year again. CPI is gearing up for this year's Expo and annual meeting on December 14th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Make plans to attend the Expo and take advantage of the opportunities. Come listen to our special guest as he talks about the Cornhusker Cooperative Program. That's Tuesday, December 14th.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with highs around 50. South winds will also stay gusty at times around 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 22. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, broadcasting live from Arlington, Texas, home of tomorrow night's Big 12 championship game between the Huskers and Oklahoma. And, of course, all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King. BK has the original chicken sandwich, where right now you can buy one, get one free. How about the new chicken club with bacon and tomato? Oh, so good. Also, buy one, get one free. And as we said, no limits. So you want a couple, you get two free. Daddy can have a whole. He can satisfy you for the whole week.
Yeah, you know, I usually get 10 at a time, put them in the fridge, get another 10 free.
You don't have to do that because they're fresh all the time. At BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Well, Daddy, there's so many things to talk about. Oklahoma and Nebraska, so much tradition. Game of the century in 71, playing right after the nation's tragedy with the assassination of JFK back in 63. Great championship games throughout, one versus two so many times. This isn't one versus two, but again, it's for a conference championship.
You know, Doug, yesterday we got to talk to Mike Babcock, who's a historian. Well, we're going to Oklahoma right now, and I think James Hale maybe knows the history of this game as much as anyone anyone in Oklahoma. James joins us this morning. James, how are you? And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again.
Hey, Doug and Daddy, I appreciate it. Hey, it's always fun to be on with you guys, and I realize we won't be doing this, you know, many more times in the future, but I always hope you guys give me a call and get me on and as you cover college football, and I always look forward to it. Thanks.
James, we've got a chance to talk many times, and simply in your mind, this is the game. There is no Auburn, Alabama. There is no Army, Navy. There is no Michigan, Ohio State. This has always been the game in your mind and following this game.
Yeah, it is. It is a great rivalry. You know, it's up there with the OU Texas game as far as OU is concerned. So for so many years, I mean, 30, 40, 45 years. I mean, when Oklahoma would, you know, look at their schedule, they would look at OU Texas and OU Nebraska. These were the two games. Now the Texas game is based on hatred. The two programs hate each other. The OU Nebraska rivalry is based on respect. It's a different deal. Now you've had your moments or two, or you know, a player or two on either side would talk so much trash that maybe it would skew that a little bit. But for the most part, this has been a frame of respect. That's obvious when you see President Boren send a letter to the Omaha World Herald and the other major paper in Nebraska, basically saying, hey, good luck to Nebraska as you go to the Big Ten. I thought that was a classy thing for President Boren to do, but it also shows you exactly where OU is coming from when it comes to this series. A tremendous amount of respect. And guys, then on top of that, you add this year the fact that you know, the Pelinis know the Stoopses so well. Heck, they've had dinner at each other's parents' houses for years. I mean, it's amazing how similar they are. And you add that factor to this, and this really takes a lot of intrigue for tonight's game.
Talking with James Hale here on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, it seems like, and maybe we just haven't run into the right people, but just reading and keeping up on Oklahoma, is Oklahoma the only school in the Big 12 that doesn't want Nebraska to fail this year?
Probably. I guess that's the case. Oklahoma certainly hasn't. I think Oklahoma has been hoping this would be the game the entire Big 12 process. And so that's probably true, I guess. I don't know. You know, I don't hold it against Nebraska leaving. I'm going to miss Nebraska. I think Nebraska is a great athletic sports program. You know, it's not a positive thing for the Big 12 that Nebraska is leaving. You know, their athletic programs are always run with a lot of class. They've always had outstanding teams in a number of different sports. You know, from that standpoint, I think the Big 12 is losing a major team. And, you know, I always looked at it, no matter what the sport was, that when you're going to play Nebraska, at least you're going to get a good effort. You're going to, for the most part, get a pretty good team. And that's a game you always look forward to. Now, that won't be around anymore. And so I'm kind of sad Nebraska was leaving because I've liked the matchups. And you're probably right. I mean, Oklahoma's rooted for Nebraska to be in this game the entire year. Now, they had to take care of business, but they were hoping Nebraska certainly took care of their end.
James, if you're going to give this game one key for Oklahoma to be successful, what's that one key in your mind?
I think Oklahoma must run the football. Oklahoma has not been great at running the football this year. They've been okay. They've had their moments. The bubble screens have helped them simulate a running game a little bit. But it's just running the football, Oklahoma's only been average this year. I don't think Nebraska is great at stopping the run. I think Nebraska's a really good defense. But I don't think it's great at stopping the run. And I think that's the key, that Oklahoma needs to prove they can run the football. And I think that's a big key in the game. DeMarco will play. DeMarco practiced yesterday. He'll practice today. What I don't know about DeMarco, I know he'll be tough in the game. He'll be physical. But there's been times when he doesn't feel like he's 100%, that he doesn't try to make people miss. When he's really feeling good and really healthy, he's got good moves. He can make you miss. And I don't know which DeMarco you're going to get. Are you going to get the bull, or are you going to get a guy that's elusive? But I don't know. I do know he will play, though, and that will certainly help. Oklahoma, if they can run the football, then maybe their play-action passes will come into play. That will be a big key for Oklahoma.
James Hale joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Big 12 Championship site at Arlington Testus, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island. James, big article today in the Lincoln Journal-Star about the development of Landry Jones. So how, in your mind, has he changed and obviously improved since his trip to Lincoln last year, where it just didn't go well?
Well, you know, that team that played you guys last year, is a shell of what Oklahoma is this year. I mean, Oklahoma was so beat up last year that when they played Nebraska, and Nebraska was so great on defense, OU got intimidated. I know Bo told me that he felt OU blocked Nebraska better than any other team they played last year, but you couldn't prove it by just the naked eye looking at the game. That's a coach looking at it. Maybe he saw things we didn't see. I didn't think OU ever blocked Nebraska last year. OU's receivers never got open. Landry didn't have a chance. But as far as Landry himself, look, Landry had a good freshman year. He had the third-best freshman year in college football history. And the other guy he's behind is, you know, doing pretty well with the Rams this year, and Colt McCoy is doing okay with the Browns. So he had a really good freshman year in an offense that never got settled until the bowl game, and even then they only had six offensive linemen. This year, he's got a complete offense to work with. His offensive line's been healthy, his running backs have been healthy, the wide receivers have been healthy, the wide receiver core is upgraded, the tight ends have been upgraded because they're playing better. I mean, so Landry's played better. Landry's a real talented quarterback. He's a pro. He's a guy that's going to be in the National Football League. His problem, he's following the footsteps of Sam Bradford. If he wasn't following Bradford, you'd be raving about this guy and not worried about this guy. This guy is a really, really good quarterback that is only a sophomore, and he's improved because he's got a better team around him. He's a year older. His skills are better. He's a real talented player.
James Hale joins us in another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, defensively for this team, Jeremy Beal's been the leader up front for this team. Will they be able to get the run defense going and shut down Nebraska's run game?
Well, that's another key factor in the game. I mean, Nebraska wants to run it. If you can make Nebraska one-dimensional and get them where they're throwing it all the time, you know, you have a better chance. Guys, is Martinez playing? What's the latest on that?
Well, differing opinions, I'll tell you that. I mean, it went all the way from Dean Blevins, you know, as you probably saw a couple of days ago, reporting that he was out. Brian Munson from Big Red Report was just on our show. He thinks Martinez is not only going to play, but he's going to start. It's been closed practice since Monday, so nobody's been able to watch the kid or talk to the kid or anybody as far as on the team. So, James, that's the key. Nobody knows.
Well, that changes, you know, how he plays and how well he plays will change how Nebraska runs the football. But anyway, OU stopping the run game and stopping Nebraska is a big key in this game. Oklahoma's not been great at stopping the run all year. But they've gotten better over the last three or four games. We'll see if they've improved enough to stop one of the top rushing offenses in college football. That's another part of the game within the game.
James Hale with us for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, James, it's all coming to an end. Hopefully 2020, 2021, we're all still around and we get to play these football games. And we said yesterday on the show, Tom Osborne's trying to wait to see what the Big Ten schedule will be. I say it doesn't matter. If we got to play six home games 1 year and eight the next, big deal. Let's get this baby scheduled. But beyond that, when you say Nebraska, Oklahoma, first thing that pops into your mind?
Great play, great games, great rivalry, big plays to win, big games, one of the greatest rivalries of all time between two programs that I think really care about each other and really respect each other. It's very unique in college football, and it's a shame that we won't have this series for a number of years.
James, in your mind, who's the better team tomorrow night? Who comes out on top?
I picked Oklahoma to win 28-24, and I said it's going to be a classic, and I really think it will be. I think OU's the better team. That's how I look at it. I think it's very, very close. Again, the coaching staffs know each other. I think how effective Martinez is will play a big role in this game. How effective DeMarco is will play a big role in this game. But I have Oklahoma winning in a classic 28-24.
Well, James, we appreciate you visiting with us, especially after you became a TV star with that Marcus Dupree deal.
Yeah,
we thought maybe you'd big-time us, but as always, it's great to have you on.
Hey, guys, anytime, and please don't forget about me even when you're in the Big Ten.
Well, never, never, James. We'll talk to you tomorrow at the ball game. Have a great day.
All right, guys, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's James. Oklahoma historian, of course, hosts his own radio show. Tony was on that radio show earlier this week, and I guess just James, one of the good guys, one of the first guys we met when we started going on the road with this show to Big 12 Media Days.
Probably one of the highlights. You know, something you always remember when we go to Big 12 Media Days. He slapped a headset on Bob Stoops, had him in a chair. It was truly one of the more remarkable things I've ever saw in doing this radio show. And he slapped Bob Stoops right down in his chair, but Bob Stoops had no idea what was going on. And then he was on the radio with James Hale for about 10 and a half to 12 minutes. I think his head is still spinning from that day.
Who just attacked me? What's going on? Well, a couple of things. We're going to go into a break here. Don't forget Pigskin Pick'em coming up. Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay. We're also going to be talking with Joey Helmer, OU Insider. He's part of Scout.com as well. But Omaha World Herald story this morning, Dallas police say they are not investigating alleged threats against Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe, although they are continuing to provide extra patrols by his family home. This all coming from what Dan Beebe told Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal Star, who we had on Monday's show. He joined us, and of course, one of the reasons that he wasn't in Lincoln for the Colorado game, he said, was because of all these threats. Now, all of a sudden, were there, weren't there, were they serious? Are they just going to let this die? What's going to happen here?
Well, I think, yeah, that's the hope, that after the initial reaction, the initial 48 hours, I think the deal totally died down. I think they just said, hey, obviously, there were some nut jobs out there, said some things. Probably, really, in hindsight, what was intended to happen to Dan Beebe and his family probably wasn't going to happen, and they'll let it go at that.
A Dallas Police Department spokesman had said earlier this week that the agency had been investigating a report of multiple harassing calls and mail to Beebe's home, but Senior Captain Kevin Jancy said that was a mistake. It was based on a misunderstanding by officers who had been flagged down by Beebe's wife. She told the officers that the family had received threats and was concerned. Police initially thought the messages had gone to Beebe's Dallas home. Instead, they later determined that they had not gone to the family's home, but instead were received at Big 12 offices in Irving, which, of course, is just outside of Dallas here. Irving has its own police department. Asked for a copy of the report from Beebe's wife, said there was no written crime report. Big 12 officials obviously did not comment.
So his wife didn't know what she was talking about, something that never happens at my house.
Wow. 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 Well, thank God she doesn't listen to the program. Doug and Daddy Show coming back from Dallas, brought to you by Big O Tires. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, then stop by today and check out Big O's interest-free financing. That's right, interest-free. You can get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost at Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Lots of products that you hear advertise under-deliver, not P90X. You get into phenomenal shape. Take it from me. It's not only a way to lose a ton of weight, but it's also had an impact on my overall health. My energy is up. I'm leaner. The diet book is great. It's the real deal. If the last time you looked at a picture of yourself and said, man, the camera really does add 10 pounds, guess what? It's not the camera, buddy. Get serious about your body. Get serious about your health. If not for you, for those around you. P90X. Call 800-301-7909 or visit ESPNRadio.com/Colin, and you'll receive a full 90-day guarantee of satisfaction. Use it the entire 90 days. If you're not blown away, get your money back. Call 1-800-301-7909. That's 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X. It's the real deal.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The UNK men's and women's basketball teams open RMAC competition tonight when they take on Western State. Women tip at 6, the men at 8 at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The Lopers hosting Western State. It's the conference basketball opener tonight.
Saving money is important. But sometimes spending money makes good sense too, like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We bring you so close to the action. So close, you may want to consider wearing protective headgear.
That's what I call a close encounter.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1550 AM KICS Hastings, 1460 AM KXPN Kearney.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with highs around 50. South winds will also stay gusty at times, around 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 22. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake.
The Doug and Daddy Show continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Big O Tires, live from Arlington, Texas, side of tomorrow night's Big 12 Championship game. And don't forget, complete coverage tomorrow here on ESPN Radio, a special Doug and Daddy Show from noon to 2, and then at 2, switch on over to the Breeze 94.5 FM, where they will have the 5 hours of pregame leading up to the kickoff, which is scheduled for 7:13. ABC Television, of course, has the coverage. And while you're running around, if you can't make it to the Big 12 Championship game, and you're going to watch the game at home, or you're just busy this weekend with all the high school activities, or just want to relax, get the great food from Godfather's. They'll deliver, you can pick up, or it's family night Friday, buy any jumbo pie and 2 liter, get breadsticks and monkey bread.
Comped.
It's comped?
It's comped. They're comping the monkey bread, they're comping it all. Breadsticks, comped. Family night at Godfather's.
And
it's comped.
Every day. It doesn't matter if it's Sunday, Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, 7 days a week. They've got the great lunch buffet, including salad bar, for just $6.50. We could have bought a lot of buffets last night, big fella.
Yes, we certainly could have.
$6.50 at Godfather's on top of the hill in the Archway Plaza, and for delivery or to call in and pick up 234-9444. Always something good going on at Godfather's. Pizza, calzones, ESPN television on. See it over 140. If you've got a late get-together for your maybe it's a small office get-together. Maybe it's a big office get-together. They've got the room for you at Godfather's, 234-9444. I know why you were saying comp.
Yes, I certainly do, because if you ever go to Play Bay, the person that can comp everything is Mike Perenio. Mike Perenio joins us live from Mandalay Bay right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, good morning, and thanks so much again for the time.
No problem. Good morning. I didn't know I had to compete against Godfather's. They got a race book in there now? Or?
They got the crane game, which is somewhat as confusing as betting the horses, I'll tell you that. Well, Mike, obviously we spoke with Mike yesterday setting up the interview, because there were some crazy things going on, and in the world of investing and wagering, there are so many outlets now, and they don't do it any better than they do at the Mandalay Bay. And yesterday, some of the online sites had taken the Nebraska-Oklahoma game off, and Daddy, really, there was a story. There's a special blogger on ESPN.com that blogs on all kinds of gambling, the World Series of Poker, it doesn't matter what it is, and he had actually written a story about the conspiracy theory that some Nebraska fan thinks that's going on.
Yes, he had bought into that. That caused some confusion. Mike, was there any confusion at Mandalay Bay yesterday with the line on the Nebraska-Oklahoma game?
No, and, you know, the word special can have several meanings. If you mean he's special, I think it's not a good meaning for this guy. You know, that line went off and on, but it was all due to the quarterbacks, and, you know, even Nebraska saying they might not decide who's going to be quarterback till they go down the tunnel. So we took it off because of the confusion, or not maybe even confusion, but the purposeful Nebraska not telling who's going to be quarterback. And with Martinez's feet being, not 100% either one of them, and he's kind of a kind of quarterback where he's awfully good when he's 100%, but if you got one bad foot or two bad foot, that's a big deal in sports.
Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay joins us here, Race and Sportsbook. Mike, we know what you're talking about, but for the general fan out there that doesn't understand that but yet is a big Nebraska fan getting ready for that game tomorrow, kind of explain to them what off the board means and where the status of the game is right now.
Sure, I thought you were going to ask me to explain what I meant by special with that guy. I mean the special kind of bus, I guess.
Well, we know special.
The off the board, anytime there's anything unusual or injuries, off the board means you're just not able to wager on it. We'll take it off until they decide who's going to be a quarterback. We've got a game in the pros right now that's off with the Titans and Jaguars. It looks like Collins is going to start for the Titans, and Gerard's probable, and we're just going to hold off until it gets a little closer to game time. We don't want to take a lot of money on a game like that. And the later we put it up, the less money we'll take on it, obviously. Bears and Lions just came back up because of Stafford being probably going to play for the Lions at quarterback, which is a huge deal for that team. So it's basically any time where we see something that exposes us to maybe someone having information either before us or just not knowing what's going to happen. We kind of like to know what's going to go on, especially with it's mostly starting positions at quarterback in football that we're worried about. Once in a while, if it's a running back that's really, really good on a team that runs a lot, a running back, but it's almost always quarterbacks that affect whether we put a line up or take a line down temporarily until we know what's going on.
Mike, what is the Nebraska-Oklahoma line? What did you guys open it at? Where does it stand right now?
It's 6.5. It's been pretty solid. I mean, it's still early for the lines to be moving. I kind of thought it would be a little lower than that. 6.5 seems a little ridiculous to me, but I've learned a long time ago, if I think it's really ridiculous, I probably should go the other way. They couldn't even decide who we were going to play until the ratings came out. So it's kind of, being from Nebraska and the Nebraska-Oklahoma traditions and stuff, it's kind of a good way for Nebraska to leave the Big 12 is playing Oklahoma. It's kind of strange how it worked out.
Mike Perenio is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, broadcasting live from Arlington, Texas, and the Arlington Hilton Big 12 Championship game tomorrow night kicks off at just about 7:13 is that a weird number that they always give you. Mike, a lot of fans follow you, like to hear a couple of times what your suggestions might be for the weekend. Obviously, Nebraska-Oklahoma not the only game going on this weekend. There's some championship games, SEC, ACC, the Big Mac game tonight. Anything out there that strikes your eye this weekend?
Well, like I said, my philosophy is the harder it is to bet a team, the probably the more right you are. But in the pros this week, I like a couple games, and they're big, huge matchups. One's Sunday night, one's Monday night. I actually like a favorite, which hasn't happened since I think I lived in Nebraska. But I like Baltimore playing the Steelers. They're -3, so it could be a real close game. But Baltimore tends to turn 3-point victories into 10 or more with their defense at the end of a game scoring. And everyone loves the Patriots this week, so I'm going to take the Jets plus the 3.5. That's a good 3.5. Jets tend to win the game in overtime or in the last play, so getting 3.5 points seems smart to me in the Monday night matchup. And what a game that's going to be. It's going to be huge here in Vegas, and it's a good week for the Sunday-Monday nights after last week's terrible Monday night game.
Mike, you're the best. We always appreciate the time you give us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy your weekend.
Appreciate it. You guys have fun down there and root Nebraska on, beating them Oklahoma Sooners.
We will do so. Mike, hey, if folks are planning their trip to come out for New Year's, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they can go online, and my email is on MandalayBay.com. I've got a section for the sports book, especially if they're horse race players. I can take care of a lot of stuff for guys that play horses as far as those wonderful words you were talking about earlier, comps. We do have a fight coming up at Mandalay Bay on December 11th. It's going to be fun, so if someone wants to come out and see a fight at Mandalay Bay, they can shoot me an email. It's Amir Khan, a pretty good up-and-coming guy, and it's a good fight. And if people want to get away from the cold for a while, this isn't a bad place to be in the wintertime.
And people that have maybe fallen, are you involved with any contest out there, handicapping contests?
Uh-oh, you guys been watching? Yeah, I am in that the Hilton Super Contest. And
holding your own.
Yeah, it's actually under my name. It's not like some of those guys that are like mystery people. But, yeah, I'm doing good this year. It's if you'd follow my picks on there, knock on wood. And it's a pretty good prize at the end of the year. I've done well in that before. I've had a couple payoffs in that. Just never got the top spot yet, but you know, you got to hit well over 62% to even be in the top three in that year in and year out. And so I'm definitely having a good year this year, and hopefully it'll finish strong. Got 5 weeks left.
Well, keep up the great work, Mike. We appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as always.
Go Big Red.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Perenia. The Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big 12 Championship game. And, Daddy, we are to that point where it is eating time. It is lunch. And whether you are enjoying a tailgate or whether you are just enjoying, from what we hear, it's still nice back there in Nebraska. Get out on the grill this weekend.
That's exactly right, Doug. And maybe you're getting ready for Christmas and you need to secure prime rib. Troutman's Quality Meats is where it's at. USDA Certified Angus Beef. They're aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Whether it's prime rib, whether it's steaks, whether it's just bacon for that early morning Christmas breakfast, Troutman's Quality Meats is where it's at. Plus, they've got the Green Mountain Grill. Maybe you're looking for a new grill for Dad. Perfect opportunity. See Carrie. Troutman's Quality Meats. Plus, they've got wines arriving daily for the Christmas and holiday season. Check it out, Troutman's Quality Meats.
Maybe you need a deli tray for the office. They'll work that out for you. A little family get-together, a little Christmas get-together. Bone-in or bone-out hams. Oh, they are so outstanding there. You can get a smoked turkey, prime rib, and you can get your own snack sticks and summer sausage. And how about a gift idea? Meat makes a great gift, or you just get a gift card. They can get what they want, pick out what they want of all the great items at Troutman's Quality Meats. Wine, steaks, gift cards. Put them in a stocking stuffer or just make, you know, the father-in-law tough to buy for. Not at Troutman's, folks. Who doesn't like great meat from Troutman's Quality Meats? It's a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joey Helmer, OU Insider, Aaron Hartigan from Scout.com, going to join us on the program today. Plus, coming up around the corner, our Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to knock us off, win some great prizes. We're back to Dallas after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.